Hello friends, welcome to Stock Pathshala. Today, we'll discuss about sub-brokership business without deposit. Now, a sub-broker, as we know, acts as a mediator between an investor client and a stockbroking house. Therefore, it makes sense that the agreement they enter into is a third-party agreement between the client, sub-broker, and of course, the stockbroking company. There are setups where sub-brokership without a deposit works, and there are a lot more where it doesn't. Nonetheless, the revenue generated by the sub-broker partner is shared by the main stockbroker based on the revenue sharing percentage decided during the time of the contract. Now, initial costs, they are always there. One of the key requirements as per the agreements is the initial payment of a deposit by the sub-broker to the stockbroking company whom they partner with. This security deposit gives the sub-broker a right to do business in the name of the stockbroker. Further, as per the agreement, certain rules and policies of ethical conduct also need to be followed by the sub-broking partner. Typically, if the initial deposit talking about a full-service stockbroker, most of the times, it can be as less as 25,000, 50,000 to as high as 3 lakh or 4 lakh rupees. It can be a bit less or more depending on the stockbroker, but majority of the stockbrokers fall within this bucket here. Now, there are some discount brokers as well, but they don't really expect you to open an office. They're generally working on a referral model or something. So there, the initial costing is relatively lower, but at the same time, it cannot be seen, mostly as a long-term game. With few stockbrokers in discount broking, yes, maybe, but they are very few, honestly. Now, key characteristics of the initial deposit we're talking about. The initial margins can be accepted in the form of cash or shares. Almost all broking firms provide the service of refundable deposit to be given back after the end of the term as specified in the contract. The deposit amount is used as a security in case the non-payment by the sub-broker thing happens. In few cases, the amount of initial deposit also determines the revenue sharing percentage one would be entitled to. The sub-broker or a partner can also open a demat account or a trading account with the broker firm for facilitating official transactions. Now, there are a few models here within sub-broker ship setup. Then, first of all, there is a master franchise. In this, a broking firm provides a franchise for a particular area or a city under the firm's name, brand name that is, and an initial deposit as a franchise fee is required for the start. They own a physical location as well. Then there is AP, authorized person, a kind of a franchise where the said person is appointed as a franchise, but also by a trading member of the stock exchange. Similar to this master franchise model, I should say, the initial deposit is required to do business under the broking firm's name. Then there is remiser model. This particular model is basically coming for an agent of the stockbroker who acts as a representative and works on a commission basis. Although the share of the revenue is much smaller here. A small deposit is required in few cases too. Then there is introducer. This guy is an agent of the stockbroking house who only gives a reference to the clients of the firm, and that's pretty much it. Once the client has been converted by the firm, the introducer gets a commission per client either as a fixed fee or a percentage of the cost of a transaction. In this case, usually no deposit amount is required. Now, let's talk about a few examples here. For instance, there is an example of TradeEasy, who is a discount broker. They don't really expect you to do a lot of initial deposit, but they are here. They basically are asking for around 5,000 rupees, but then it's not a long-term game, honestly, with them. Now, then there are broking firms like Motilal Oswal, who charges you minimum 25,000 rupees, again, refundable. There is IIFL, who has multiple partnership models. And then there are other sort of broking companies too, who do that. So these are the high mainstream companies who would really work with you on a long-term basis. And you can also see a long-term sort of a relationship from your end too. Now, is a brokership without deposit possible? The broking firms today are competing for providing lower cost on the initial investment to sub-brokers. The first step in this is to remove the requirement of the initial deposit altogether. However, other factors are also considered for the deposit amount, such as size and client base, the sub-broker, minimum trade requirement, and so on. Hence, a sub-broker with good reputation and a large client base who can guarantee a certain amount of minimum trade might have their initial deposit waived off as well. Having said that, if you're someone who is serious about setting up a partnership with a reliable brand in the industry, this initial refundable deposit should not come out as a deal breaker for you too. There are high chances that brokers with limited presence and brand equity will try to partner with you at no cost. But is that a great deal for you in the long term? Well, you can think about it. So, few examples here who provide you basically sub-brokership without any deposit. So, without deposit, it could be a few, like a couple of thousand at max, which could be a restriction with the exchange, but they themselves don't really ask for money. For example, there is Edelweiss Broking, who provides zero deposits on its model of business known as Edelweiss Alliance, which is similar to their Miser model. Then there's Zeroda, which is a top discount broking firm, who basically asks for an initial, who doesn't ask for initial deposit, but they ask for restriction fees. That's there. And then there are other discount broking firms who basically sort of are in line with Zeroda, like you have Upstox, and then there is Alice Blue, who do the same thing. But then you have to figure out the other quantitative aspects as well, whether you see a long-term sustainable relationship with these kind of brokers who can provide you a reasonable amount of brokerage sharing or not. So, in conclusion, there are many broking firms out there, and there's a fierce competition for the sub-broker who can get a good clientele. Like any other business competition, the price war has become a major focus in this one as well. Therefore, we can see in the current times of increasing competition, firms are being forced to experiment with traditional models. In a bid to attract the best sub-brokers, low cost on initial investment is seen as a foremost way to go about it. So friends, this is pretty much it that we wanted to cover in this podcast on sub-brokership without deposit. This is one way, whether you are looking for a partnership where no deposit is asked or less deposit asked, or you don't really give it much of a thought, you want to build a relationship that can earn you an active sort of source of income. So this is for you to decide. We would really kind of pause this podcast here. Hopefully it was sort of helpful for you. We'll see you in the next one soon. Thank you so much for listening to this one. Bye-bye.